This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Did you read the book by any chance beforehand?
No, I didn't. Antoine told me not to read the book.
Okay, because it, I mean,
because it was a different character, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
well,
pretty character popular
was,
character.
It was a sharpshooter from the beginning, so, you know, it was not really like kind of a rookie or anything, but I'm just curious, I mean, have you, you know, if you, did you read it afterwards or at any point?
No, I didn't, because I think it's funny, but if you have, you know, I had a picture of what, like, you know, Nick Memphis was like, and then if I would have read the book, I don't know if it would have helped me out yet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you just came, how did the script come to you?
My agent sent it to me and said, you know, that he really liked it, Craig Shapiro. You know, he said, you know, I like it, you should give it a read, and I was like, okay, cool. It's an action movie, so it's something that I never quite did before, so I didn't know how to receive it, you know? But the script was good. You know, I remember, like, Jonathan Lemkin really did good by it, because it was a page turner. I'm like, I was just, you know, turning the page, and I just really liked what I was reading, and it was intriguing, and actually kept my attention. And those are usually the kind of scripts that I would do anyway, you know what I mean? Like, something that actually interests me. Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd want to go see it.
Yeah, like, I want to go see it, you know?
Which was what specifically?
What, I'm sorry?
What were the specific things that made it such a page turner?
Well,
just action or some of the technical stuff?
Well, it was a combination of both. Like, number one, I thought that it was really cool that the action sequences were actually justified. You know what I mean? That you actually wanted them. You know what I mean? To, like, please do something. You know what I mean? As opposed to there being action sequence, blah, blah, blah. Action sequence, blah, 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 which seemed to be some of the movies out there that I try hopefully not to do. The other thing is, you're right, it was a technical thing. It was like having this sniper guy like a mile and a half away shooting a target and having the bullet travel for 4 or 5 seconds, you know what I mean, and then hit the target, and then all this, you know, but you gotta realize I'm a guy that likes chess and golf, you know what I mean? I was like, I calculus in high school, so whatever, so that kind of stuff, you know what I mean, I really enjoy.
One of the things that seemed really fun about your character was he didn't, for a long time, seem to realize he was in an action movie.
That was cool. I think that that's a really cool thing, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's, in a comical way, it's almost like Liam Neeson, what's that guy, Naked Gun? He's like, there's nothing to see here, and then all these explosions going on in the background, don't worry, everybody can go home, shh, you know?
Well, what kind of training did you and Mark didn't train at the same place?
He trained to be a sniper.
Yeah,
and I trained to be an FBI guy.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
so
I went
to FBI offices and stuff.
I went to the FBI office here in Los Angeles and in Philadelphia, in Philly, and I met these guys. It was surprising because, you know, you have a preconceived notion of what, like, the FBI is like. You know, they know everything about you. You know what I mean? So that's one thing. And when you get there, you know, and also watching, like, the FBI files and all that stuff, yeah, like forensics or whatever, you don't want to touch anything.
Yeah.
But you go there, and, you know, they're just regular guys. It's interesting, but they're just regular guys that, you know, just happen to have a job, you know, that they have to do. And then, you know, they turn it on when, you know, when they have to work, when they're talking to you, or then when they have to actually do the work. But I met this one guy. He was a rookie. And, you know, he's of German descent. And what was really interesting is that he really wanted to be a good FBI guy, you know? Like, and it's one thing reading in stories, seeing it in movies, and then seeing the subtlety that, you know, lay behind that. He was just leaning forward, like, you know, like, listening intently and just really wanted to do good, you know, writing down everything. And I asked him, you know, what do you got going? Why do you like this, you know? And he said, these guys just have a wealth of information. You know, they just have a well, and it's just so much. You know, it's one thing reading it in a book, and another thing actually going and doing it. It's like moving out of your house when you're 19. You know what I mean? You think you know everything, and then, you know, a day later, you're like, why am I paying gas? Do I really need to pay for gas, you know?
Did you base your character on him at all?
I did, a little bit. Uh-huh. Especially the beginning of it, because I think that you needed a certain kind of innocence, and you could tell the difference between him and the other guys, you know what I mean? The other guys knew the beat already. They knew what was going on, you know what I mean? This guy was more in a search, more in a search for what was going on, which was exactly right for Nick Memphis. And and you know, at times when you're nervous and doing it, it could seem a little clumsy, which is another thing that I wanted to do. Like, you know, Shakespeare did it, and all the guys that like were playing kind of the fools at first ended up being, you know, like the heroes at the end. And I thought that that was always an interesting tidbit, you know, to know.
How cooperative was the FBI with you, considering the nature of this movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right? Well, I mean, I told them that I was playing like a rookie. And, you know, they're like, a rookie? Come on. They want to play the beat guy. You know what I mean? They want to play the guy. He's like, that would have never happened to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I told them a little bit about the story. I don't think they read the script. But I redeemed myself at the end anyway. You know what I mean? With it paying off, you know?
Mark said you guys are buddies now, right? You go to play golf or something?
Yeah,
so
I mean...
What happened with that, developing your characters? Was there goofing off between those scenes? Or
no, he's pretty intense, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's really a professional. And I never talked to him about it, but I thought he kind of stayed in character a lot, you know what I mean? Definitely was like that, you know what I mean? And the thing was that I've been trying to beat him at golf for a while now. He's good, you know what I mean? Like, he brings that focus and that energy that he usually does in acting. And just, it's hard because he really drives the ball like 300 yards and he putts well. So you're like, great. Awesome. And me, yeah, but so me, I have to be the tactical guy. And I was like, all right, I got to do this and I got to do that. And I'm like, somehow I beat him, you know what I mean? But at the end of the round, I got some time. Yeah.
Well, how was your torture scene to do? I mean, that just seems
that was intense. You know what I mean? Like, that contraption was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, there's no other way to put it. The prop guys showed me like an illustration of what they're thinking of, and I was like, really? You're thinking of that, huh? That's cool. That's interesting. And the weird thing about it was like that. It actually, when you have your hand like this, it's really hard to have any real strength with it. You have a little bit more strength here. You can straighten your arm out. But, you know, when the guys were on and you're stuck, and he's like, you want to see how it works? I'm like, no. No, not right now. Dude, not even as a joke, buddy. You know, it was, you know, it's a pretty scary thing to even think that that thing happens.
And you had a great string of, you know, roles over the past year.
Yeah.
Are you going to take a vacation? Because now you're shooting the new Rubber
This is what I love to do, man. You know what I mean?
And can you tell us about that new
movie? Yeah, I can. I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's an awesome first sentence. You know, it's a movie directed by Robert Redford, starring Redford, Meryl Streep, and Tom Cruise, and, you know, myself or whatever. And yeah, I mean, like, you know, after the first three names, you're like, whatever. Yeah, I mean, they're icons, you know. No, I'm midway shooting.
Oh, okay. What's it?
I play this college kid who goes to Afghanistan and fights a war. Yeah, so I, you know, it's another interesting thing, and you know, Redford plays my teacher, my professor, trying to talk me out of it.
Oh.
Do you have scenes with all the big guns in the movie? Do you have?
No, man.
No.
I wanted them to write a scene with me and Meryl. Why not? You know what I mean? But I actually went on set a couple times just to watch her. You know what I mean? She's fantastic.
What'd you learn?
I think there's too much to learn. It's like going to see Michael Jordan, you know what I mean? Play basketball. You're like, what did you pick up? And you're like, oh, man, it's too much. I'm like, that he does the crossover is really good, that you need a good jump shot, you know, and you need to put the ball in the basket. You know?
What about working with Redford and how he's the director and acting against you?
He makes it seem like you're not really shooting, you know what I mean? Like, it's an interesting thing because he, you know, he has a different style about him. Like in The Quiz Show, it's a very intriguing movie, and you're very much stuck, but in a different way, with different intensity. And you know, it seems like you're just having a conversation, and it's not really a big deal, but it is a big deal at the same time. You know, like I love working with those kind of directors. You know what I mean? They have their own style and they have their own vision, and you know, have something to say. But you know, you kind of want to go towards that, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, they're directing the movie, you know what I mean? More than I'm just acting in it, you know? Setting up the shots and the key light and, you know, the people in the background or whatnot. So that they have all that to consider. So, you know, I like it when a director really has a point of view, you know, like that guy.
You've had an opportunity to work with some of the greatest directors out there right now, and yeah. I'm just curious, when you see a script, is that the first thing you look at, see who's directing it? Because obviously it ends up ultimately being their vision. Is that
well, I mean, sometimes, first and foremost, I'm like, I ask if it's a good script. You know what I mean? Because if you have a great director with an okay script, from what I saw, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be an okay movie. You know what I mean? No matter how... To me, it's story. You know what I mean? The story's got to be interesting to me. You know, it's a funny thing. Like, I love Bukowski books, but I don't know if they would make good movies. You know what I mean? Like, and you have to keep that in consideration. Can I see the movie? Can I be intrigued in it? You know? And that's the thing. So I do, it's, you know, it's all about the script and the story first, and then who's going to tell that story? You know what I mean? The director has a lot to do with how that story is being told, you know? And good directors have good scripts most of the time anyway. You know what I mean? So you're eager. I mean, if they say, you know, Spielberg's got a script and he's working on it, I'm like, I'm in, what is it, you know?
Are you going to be back on The Shield?
No, I think movies are going to, you know, pretty much taken. I love that show, though. It was a good show. It was almost like shooting an independent film every week. And those actors are phenomenal. Walton Goggins and, you know, like the character Mackie. You know what I mean? It was just a really cool show to be with. And it's funny because a lot of people still know me from that show. You know what I mean? I'm in a whatever supermarket. They're like, Army! So, Benny, you know?
Can you talk about that shift in your career where all of a sudden you're working with these amazing people and it's happening over and over again? Was there a moment where you kind of said, I'm getting where I want to be?
It actually started about 7 years ago. You know, like I booked a series called Semper Fi with Steven Spielberg. You know, he produced that, and then I did a movie with Joaquin Phoenix and Ed Harris, and nothing seemed to pop. But I just wanted to do my work and wanted to do as best as possible. And then I did a movie with Ryan Gosling, Kevin Spacey, and Don Cheadle called The United States of Leland, and I pretty much kept the same thing going. You know what I mean? I just want to be in good scripts. You know what I mean? With good directors. And it's funny, but it doesn't seem that different now because I've had that same mentality for such a long time that it doesn't seem like a jump. You know, the opportunity is definitely different, though. Like, after Crash, it was a lot easier to get an audition for a certain movie, you know what I mean? And it was before it even got the Oscar, you know? Oliver Stone saw Crash and hired me without reading. You know, which was my first time. I was like, he doesn't want me to read? Are you sure? I was like, should I just read for him just for the hell of it? You know what I mean? Are you positive? And he dissected it and made sure that, you know, he saw whatever. And he had a talk with Paul Haggis to see how it was working with me. But it's a blessing, man, because I like good stories anyway. I like to read a good story. I like to see a good story. And there's a lot of them out there, and I just want to be a part of them, so...
I'd imagine after World Trade Center, you probably had people come up to you and tell you about their stories of September 11th. And I'm just curious, was there anything in particular that moved you?
The thing that moved me was at the premiere, you know, for World Trade Center. And it's, I don't know if I'm ever going to have this again in my life. And, you know, I hope I do. But after the premiere, there was cops and firemen and whatever that just wanted to shake my hand. And, you know, they said, you know, they were caught up and, you know, and they just said, you did right by us. I just want to say that you did right by us. And I'm like, what kind of, that's the best acknowledgement you can get. You know what I mean? When there seem to be all these people that are, you know, actually putting their life on the line in order to protect and serve. You know what I mean? And these guys did above and beyond that. You know what I mean, on that particular day. And then, you know, they tell me something like that. It's one of those things that I'm always going to remember, you know.
Do you want to direct? Is that something that you want to
get? I think so.
Produce your own film?
Yeah, I think so. I think that directing is something that I'm going to lean towards. You know, there's still a lot of work to be done as far as like even me as an actor, to see how I could tell the story the best, you know what I mean? How to fit into the story, how to tell the story, and how to make it fun for me as well. And, you know, working with actors, the light, the camera angles, why they picked this angle instead of that angle, without getting overly heady about it, you know what I mean? Just, you know, put the audience member and, you know, put their attention to where it's supposed to be at that point in the story, you know what I mean? So I got a little bit of work, maybe 5 years.
Well, we've asked everyone else, somebody else will ask you what your what the glacier experience was for you.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Radical. No, you're going up in a chopper for half an hour, you know what I mean? In the Whistler, and you're thinking, wow, this is beautiful. This is amazing. Look at those trees. You know? And you just think it's really cool, and you know, and then you get in costume or whatever, dump you off in the glacier, and you think that it's really cool. It's all like the view's fantastic or whatnot. And 2 hours later, you're like, it's cold. I want to go home. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So you didn't fall or hurt yourself up there?
No, but they made me walk. It's in the movie. They made me walk down a mountain and up a mountain.
Oh,
and
I was just like, they were looking for
that's what I asked. You know, because I had a metal plate on and
oh, you really had that on?
Oh, I did. Because there's no way to put it on, like, and you saw it was a walk. It was a good walk, and
yes.
It was.
And it was a fake metal plate. It was real metal. It was real heavy.
Well, because I had to drop it as well onto the ground,
and we
planned it so it went shh. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that it stuck, so that you saw. Okay. And if it was plastic, it wouldn't have fell. It would have. Probably rolled off like a toboggan, you know?
You seem really committed to quality projects and working with quality people. After you got so much attention with World Trade Center, did you get flooded with scripts that really weren't what you wanted to do and have to resist a little temptation?
It's kind of been the same thing. You know, there's always been opportunity to audition for things, or, you know what I mean? But now there seems to be a little bit more interest in it. You know, and I'm just following the same kind of formula, you know what I mean? Do I like the script? Do I, you know, when I read it in my, you know, in my apartment, whatever, you know, when it's just me by myself, like, how do I feel about the story? You know what I mean? And it's really easy, you know what I mean? If after page 20 you're, like, on the internet, you're like, you know that there's something, you know what I mean? But if it's, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning and you're on page 80, and you really want to finish those last 40 pages, you know, there's something to be said about that, you know. So, I don't know. I think I hope it's going to be the same, you know what I mean, for a while.
Did you audition for this one?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, because I think Mark said the minute you did and he worked with you, he knew that you were right. Did you get that feeling when you auditioned? Did you feel like, yeah,
I did.
Real connection with
for some reason, at first, I didn't know because of the genre. And because it was so different, I was like, can I do something like this? You know what I mean? I'm used to dealing in relationships and, you know, like working with Maggie Gyllenhaal, and it was all about us being husband and wife, and it was, like, rewarding as hell, you know? And so, you know, I didn't know how I would do it, but it was funny. I was running. I was taking a jog, you know, one day or whatever, and then I was just thinking about the character, and I was like, oh, I got it. I got it, you know? And I just ran. I was like, you know, when's that meeting, blah, blah, blah. We set up the meeting. We had an audition, and Antoine offered it to me in the room, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you want to do the movie? And I was like, let's do it, mm-hmm. You know. But it's funny. It's like you have to connect with it somehow, you know, and that connection you have to work for, you know what I mean? In essence, you want to try to make it look as easy as possible, but there's a lot of research that, you know, that gets into it. You want me to do that?
Well,
look at this.
Yeah,
full work service here. Look at this. Is it like this?
Yeah, that's it. And
the
red button?
Testing. Yeah. So it was a connection. I did have a connection. And then it was, you know, you hear about, you know, certain movies or whatnot, but Antoine from the get, it was the other one. See? I had it right.
I had it right the first time.
Yeah. Take two. No, but it was refreshing because he actually cared about the characters and the story, and he wanted it to be as honest as possible. And he's like, I just want to be real with it, man. I just want to be real with it. I don't want any of that fake stuff, mm-hmm. You know. And I kind of like that, you know what I mean? Especially in an action movie, I mean, there's scenes where, like, you know, Mark is trying to cover that wound that other directors might have not have shot it so honestly. You know what I mean? They might have, you know, faded away, and they're like, oh, people might not want to see this. But he's, you know, it's kind of cool to see somebody, you know, actually trying to deal with it in a way, you know what I mean, and not think of, you know, censoring themselves. So
was it fun? It looked like to me that
it was fun.
Fun, like playing army as a kid, if when you guys are blowing up that stuff. But I guess it's done in such little pieces that it's not that much fun running around buildings and stuff. But
it is fun running around buildings and stuff.
It was fun, huh?
You know, it's a kind of thing that, like, that you're not really ready for. But if somebody were to give you a gun and tell you to, like, you know, shoot this thing, run around the block and shoot that other thing, and, oh yeah, by the way, there's going to be a helicopter above you, shoot that. You know what I mean? Like after a while, you get into the spirit of it pretty quickly, you know? So it was a lot of fun. That was surprising, man, because I've never done any of that stuff before, so I was more, you know, willing and able to do that.